From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump said North Korea is a country that has misbehaved for many years, and he has no choice but to take up the issue. Trump said Friday that the U.S. will either be very, very successful quickly, or it'll be very successful in a different way quickly. However, on Thursday, Secretary of Defense James Mattis said that while there are military options available, diplomacy is still a focus.
Right now, Secretary Tillerson, Ambassador Haley, you can see the American effort is diplomatically led. It has diplomatic traction. It is gaining diplomatic results.
On Friday, an editorial in the Global Times said China would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. territories or if the U.S. retaliates. The heated rhetoric between the United States and North Korea makes up the background noise to those living in the South Korean capital of Seoul. AP Bureau Chief Foster Klug says the recent back and forth does have some concerned.
Donald Trump has introduced a new wrinkle to this dynamic when he made his recent North Korea-style threat to unleash fire and fury on the North. The South Korean government said nothing. The people, however, expressed worry, even anger, over his comments.
But for many residents in Seoul, the crisis seems like another act in the ongoing Korea political drama that will ultimately play out as it has in the past, with sound and fury, then restraint. Firefighters in Portugal are hoping calmer winds prevail as they continue making progress in controlling nearly a dozen wildfires that have forced several villages to evacuate. This comes after more than 60 people were killed. This is VOA News. Kenya's Election Commission announced on Friday that President Uhuru Kenyatta has won a second term as opposition candidate. Raila Odinga claimed the vote was rigged. Wafula Chebukati reading the results.
We are confident that the manner in which these elections were conducted has demonstrated that the commission has matured and joined the ranks of mature electoral management bodies. In turn, the country has joined the family of mature democracies that are able to conduct and deliver credible and fair elections.
The commission said that Kenyatta won Tuesday's election with 54% of the vote, and it called the vote credible, fair, and peaceful. Hundreds of police and anti-riot gear were in the streets of the capital, Nairobi, amid fears of further protests by opposition supporters. The UN Refugee Agency reports it is stepping up humanitarian aid for thousands of Iraqis who are returning to Mosul in the aftermath of the government's recapture of the former Islamic State stronghold. Lisa Schlein has the story.
Government figures show some 79,000 people have returned to this battered landscape. The UNHCR says shelter is the most pressing need. UNHCR spokesman Andre Mahecha.
Returning families also face challenges in accessing basic services and utilities. Accessing water, electricity or fuel in parts of Mosul can be difficult and very expensive.
While the battle to retake Mosul is over, Mahecic agrees security and safety cannot be taken for granted. He tells VOA that UNHCR has flagged these and other issues of concern with the government regarding the displaced population. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro said Thursday he wants to meet with the man who hit him with sanctions, U.S. President Donald Trump.
Inicie gestiones. Canciller, para que yo tenga una conversación personal con Donald Trump.
In an address that lasted more than 3 hours to the newly installed 545-member Constitutional Assembly, Maduro said he had instructed Venezuela's foreign minister to approach the United States about arranging a telephone conversation or meeting with Donald Trump when he's in New York around September 20th. Firefighters are continuing to battle forest fires around Portugal, and they're hoping that winds calm and don't force more to evacuate from villages. There are still two active fronts that cause concern after more than 60 people were killed in June and hundreds were injured in a blaze that raged for 5 days. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.